Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to dive into something super important, how to choose a veterinarian for your pet. I know this is something a lot of folks are struggling with right now, and honestly, it's kind of scary out there. And if you want to learn more about what we're discussing today, definitely check out alamoheightspetclinic.com. We'll put that link in the description for you.
Oh my God, yes, this is such a crucial topic because there's literally a veterinarian shortage happening right now. Like, we're talking about needing 40,000 more vets by 2030. I've been seeing more and more people posting in local groups asking, where can I find a good vet? And honestly, it's heartbreaking.
Right? And it's so confusing because not all vets are created equal. You know, like when you're evaluating a veterinary practice, you should definitely prioritize clinics with at least 20 years of experience. But honestly, if you can find someone with 35 years, like some of the top practices have, that's gold standard stuff right there.
Exactly. And that's what I was going to say. Experience matters so much. You know what really gets me, though? When people just pick the first vet they find on Google without doing any research, it's like, this is your pet's health we're talking about.
Oh, don't even get me started on that. Your pet is family, right? So you want to treat choosing their doctor with the same care you'd use picking your own physician. Here's the thing. You need to look for specific credentials and certifications.
Yes, AAHA accreditation is huge. That's the American Animal Hospital Association, and they have these really strict standards that practices have to meet. Not every clinic bothers to get accredited because it's a lot of work, but the ones that do, they're serious about quality care.
And get this, you also want to look at staff retention. If a practice has technicians and support staff who've been there for like 10, 12, even 15 years, that tells you everything about how the practice is run. High turnover usually means there are problems behind the scenes.
Oh, that's such a good point. I never thought about that. What really impressed me when I was researching this topic is learning about practices where the staff has been there for decades. Like, imagine finding a vet clinic where the head technician has been there for 12 years and the reception staff has been there since 2009. That's the kind of stability you want.
Exactly. And here's something most people don't think about. You want a practice that can handle multiple species. Dogs and cats, obviously, but what if you have a bird or an exotic pet? You need someone who's experienced with all kinds of animals, not just the basics.
That's so true. And speaking of capabilities, let's talk equipment. In 2025, your vet should have advanced diagnostic tools, digital x-rays, ultrasound machines, modern anesthetic equipment. This isn't optional anymore.
Right? And hey, if you're thinking about finding a quality veterinary practice, you really should visit alamoheightspetclinic.com. They've got exactly the kind of comprehensive approach we're talking about here. Advanced equipment, experienced staff, the whole nine yards.
Yes, that's what I love about places like that. They understand that pets aren't just animals. They're family members. And that brings up another crucial point. Communication style. Your vet should explain things clearly and be honest about costs up front.
Oh, communication is everything. You want a veterinarian who's going to call you with updates, who's going to explain procedures before doing them, who's going to be real with you about what's possible and what isn't. None of this mysterious we'll see kind of stuff.
And get this, some of the best vets are so trusted that people literally travel from other states to see them. I read about this one client who said they'd fly their pets to their vet even when they lived in different states. That's the level of trust you're looking for.
No way, that's incredible. But honestly, when you find a vet who's been practicing for 30 plus years and has that kind of client loyalty, you know you found something special. Those relationships don't happen by accident.
Exactly. And here's something else to consider: emergency protocols. What happens when your pet has an emergency at 2 a.m.? Does your vet have after-hours coverage? Do they have relationships with emergency clinics? This stuff matters.
So true. And don't just take their word for it. Ask to see the facility. A good practice should be clean, well-organized, and they should be happy to give you a tour. If they're trying to hide something or rush you out, that's a red flag.
And while we're talking about red flags, let's discuss pricing. You don't necessarily want the cheapest option, but you also don't want someone who's going to surprise you with hidden fees. The best practices are upfront about costs from the beginning.
Here's what's interesting, though. Sometimes you'll find that the most experienced practices, the ones with all the advanced equipment and long-term staff, they're actually not the most expensive because they're efficient. They know what they're doing, so they don't waste your time or money.
That makes so much sense. And you know what else I learned? Some veterinarians are so committed to educating pet owners that they do things like host radio shows to answer questions from the community. That level of dedication to education really shows their character.
Are you serious? That's mind-blowing. I had no idea some vets go that far to help educate people. That's like next-level community service right there.
Right? It shows they really care about more than just their individual patients. They want to help all pet owners make better decisions. That's the kind of veterinarian you want on your team.
So here's what's crazy. We keep talking about all these ideal qualities, and I'm realizing that finding all of this in one practice might seem impossible, but here's the thing. These practices do exist. You just got to know what to look for.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask tough questions. Ask about their experience with your specific type of pet. Ask about their emergency protocols. Ask about their diagnostic capabilities. A good vet will appreciate that you're being thorough.
And here's a pro tip. Check their reviews, but also ask for references. Some of the best practices have clients who've been with them for 20, 30, even 35 years. That kind of loyalty doesn't happen unless the care is exceptional.
Oh, and one more thing. Location matters, but don't let it be your only consideration. Yeah, you want something reasonably convenient, but if you find an amazing practice that's a little further away, it might be worth the drive for that level of expertise.
Absolutely. Your pet's health is too important to compromise on just for convenience. And honestly, once you establish that relationship with a great veterinarian, you'll understand why some people stick with the same practice for decades.
So true. It becomes this partnership where your vet really knows your pet's history, their personality, their specific needs. That continuity of care is so valuable.
And that brings up another point. Make sure you're comfortable with the veterinarian's philosophy. Some focus more on traditional approaches. Others might incorporate holistic methods or rehabilitation therapy. Find someone whose approach aligns with your values.
Yes, and don't forget about the support staff. Your relationship isn't just with the vet. It's with the whole team. The receptionists, the technicians, the assistants. They should all be knowledgeable and caring.
Before we wrap up, let me just say, don't wait until you have an emergency to find a vet. Start this process before you need it. Get established with a practice, get your pet's records transferred, build that relationship when things are calm.
Such good advice. And remember, this is one of the most important decisions you'll make for your pet's health and happiness. Take your time, do your research, and don't settle for anything less than excellent care.
Before we wrap up, I just want to remind everyone, if you found this helpful and you want to see what we've been talking about in action, head over to alamoheightspetclinic.com. They're honestly the perfect example of everything we've been discussing today. Experienced staff, advanced equipment, that personal touch that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. And remember, your pet deserves the best care possible. Don't compromise on their health and happiness. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.